defining faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word. I thank God just for how he uses those in the church. I am so grateful for our music ministry. I thank God for them. Hallelujah. It's good to my soul. Hallelujah. Put that on repeat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Defining faith. Do you truly understand what faith is? Hallelujah. When someone tells you, well, asks you, what is faith? Do you understand what it is? And I know we maybe, we all know that sometimes we'll say, oh, okay, I know what faith is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's Hebrews 11 and 1. So when someone thinks about faith, that's a lot of times we go to that. We say, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But what does that really mean on today? Do you understand what does that really mean on today? Where does your hope lie? When you say that faith is substance of things hoped for, what does your hope lie on today? And are you able to trust in the unseen? Hallelujah. We can pop out those scriptures and say those words that we know that are in the text. But when we read that stuff, do we actually break it down and apply it and say, Lord, where is my hope? Where does it lie? And do I really believe in the unseen? Hallelujah. On today, faith trusts in the word of God. That is what faith does. It trusts solely in the word of God. So our sight will have us say, there's no hope. So when you think about it, your sight, when you look at your life or look at the things that you've been through, hallelujah, you sometimes may think there's no way. There's no hope. There is not a possible. How am I going to get out of this thing? I don't see the other side, Lord. I don't see what you're doing. There's no hope. Hallelujah. So our sight will have us say, there's no hope, but our faith should, y'all catch that, our faith should go beyond your sight. Your faith should take control of your eyes. Your faith should go beyond what you cannot see. It should go beyond your sight and find rest in God's word. For faith on today is wrapped around the word of God. So when you think about where your hope lies, and can you really believe in the unseen? You got to go to his word. So do we truly operate this way when we say that we can find faith or hope in God's word? If you truly believe that God is Lord, hallelujah. If you truly believe that God is Lord and his word is true, you will not waver. I know that may seem difficult. But if you really, truly believe in the scripture and the text, you won't waver. You won't waver in your walk because you will operate earnestly in your faith and trust in his word to be true. Do you believe in a God that is unstoppable? Do you believe in a God that is all powerful? Then stop complaining. Hallelujah. Stop thinking that your situation is bigger than God. Amen. For if you say that he is the one and true God, allow him to take your mess so that you can get up out of it. In Romans 4:20-21, it says, Abram never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger. Abram never wavered in believing in God's promise. In fact, because he never wavered, his faith grew stronger. In this, he brought glory to God. And the 21st verse says, he was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises. Now, it's two things in those two scriptures. It's never and fully. Never is an absolute. He never wavered. And because he never wavered, hallelujah. And because he never wavered, he was fully convinced. He was full of faith. Hallelujah. Are you fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises? Oh God, I hear you. Hallelujah, I hear you. We would answer that with an immediate yes. But be careful with your yes if your responses don't reflect your yes. Y'all catch that? Be careful with your yes if your responses don't reflect your yes. Because we said that we are convinced that we believe in all of God, all of his true word, all of his promises. Hallelujah. That he can do the impossible, but then we respond a different way. Our mouth say one thing and our response do something else. So you're not fully convinced. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is trying to teach you how to define faith. He's trying to teach you how to lean completely and solely into him. Because he said, my son Abram, he didn't waver. And if Abram can do it, so can you. Because what Abraham did, he believed in the word. That's it. So God doesn't want us to waver when it comes to him. He wants us to be steady. He wants us to be consistent. The word said to Abraham, never wavered. Hallelujah. I keep repeating that because I want y'all to catch that never wavered. Faith is believing and trusting in Jesus Christ. Oh, I can hear y'all saying, but God, how can I never waver? Hallelujah. This thing called life gets hard sometimes. Hallelujah. But God said, I am faithful. So if you can, hey, Jesus, if you, your response to my question is yes, then your response to my words should be forever yes. Hallelujah. So faith is believing and trusting in Jesus Christ. Faith is believing and trusting in Jesus Christ on today. Hallelujah. And when you do that, you are able to reach out and accept, hallelujah, his wonderful gift of salvation. Trusting in all of his word, not some of his word, all of his word. Don't apply some of it to your life for convenience. God said, all of my word. And in that you will find rest, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all may not understand what that rest means. It means that you are free. That you are lighter. When you rest in the Lord, that means that you give him total control because your way ain't been working. Hallelujah. Hope in God's word, even if you don't understand it. And I thank God on today because as I was reading his word and thinking about this faith, because hallelujah, glory, I believe and I know that I have the gift of faith. I know that I trust in his word without a doubt. So when I thought about when I first came to Christ, and it says hope in God's word, even if you don't understand it, I did not fully understand everything that was in his scripture. But because I believed in God, I just said yes. And I'll let you clear it up later. I'll let you explain it to me later, Lord. But my hope completely rests in you because I'm a broken vessel. Hallelujah. I figured out a long time ago that I couldn't do this thing by myself. I figured out that even when I ran, I can't run from him, that he was still ever present. To Connecticut and back, he was still present. He was still there when I was sinning. And when he brought me back and I fell to my knees, he was there too. So when I failed that day, I said, God, my hope rests in you because this world don't care nothing about me. So on today, I say, hope in God's word, even if you don't understand it. Stop trying to always figure it. Yes, it's okay to study scripture. But stop trying to figure him out all the time. Because God is God, and if you say he's perfect, he's not going to lead you astray. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you do that, that is sight unseen. That's removing your feelings out of the equation. Hallelujah. When God's word speaks, trust in it. When God's word speaks, believe in it. God will provide clarity. He just wants you to be faithful. And a lot of times we lead our life out of feelings. Hallelujah. So do you think Abraham understood when God's word spoke to him? Do y'all think he understood when God, when he told him to go to this foreign land? When he told him to take his son up? Do y'all think he understood when he said, you will be the father of many? No. Hallelujah. I get it. We are naturally inquisitive and emotional creatures. So we need constant reminders. So I'm here today to remind you that our faith should not be based on our feelings, but on the word of God alone. Period. Point blank. Solid foundation. No wavering. No but what if. No but what if. No but what if, God. No, not what about this or what about that. God is saying solely trust in me and me alone today. Trust in God and all that he created, all powerful God. Trust in that God. Trust in that he will never lead you astray. Hallelujah. You may feel pain as you go through this thing called life. That feeling of pain should not replace your faith. Y'all catch that, please. Your feeling of pain should never replace your faith. And so often we just let that happen. We stay in our feelings too much. We allow our feelings to take control. And you forget who the driver is. Hallelujah. So as soon as you take control of that wheel, as soon as you begin to get in your feelings, that maintenance light come on. Hallelujah. If y'all don't know about a maintenance light, it means you're driving an older car. But, you know, in the newer cars, the little light come on when you try to take the wheel. The light comes on, but you ignore it. I know I did. I do when that light come on in my car. So how long and how far do you drive with that light on before you realize that you are in your feelings? God is asking on today, when you in your feelings, that means that you've taken control and you have allowed your feelings to get in the place of your faith. So he's asking on today, how long will you drive with that maintenance light on? He's saying, let me keep the wheel so that your car will always be serviced. Have faith. And I'm coming in. Have faith like the centurion. Luke 7:7, it says, I am not even worthy, O Lord. I am not even worthy to come and meet you. He said, just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be blessed. And when he said that, God said, now, I've never seen any faith like this. Because he told God, he said, God, just say the word. So on today, I'm telling you that the word is where your faith should lie. The word is where faith is. It's not hard to understand. So when you are defining faith, yes, you can go to that Hebrews 11. But when you go there, I need you to know that that is still the word. So when you read it, do you believe in it? Because we can read anything. The word is where the word is. The word was there in the beginning, and it would be there in the end. The word is everlasting and everlasting. When your time runs out, the word will still be there. So because the word has always been there, that is faith. That is how your faith should be. Your faith should always be there from the beginning of your life to the end of your life. No matter when what you go through on this path of life, nothing should get in the way of your faith. Faith is the living word. You may not naturally see what God is doing, but you should spiritually see it because there it is in his word. And if you believe in God, then you must trust in his word. So I need you to ask yourself on today, when you say, God, I believe in you, and then when God come down and say, but do you believe in my word? When you read that stuff, did you believe? And then God will say, well, you didn't believe in me because I am the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. The two need to live together. One cannot be without the other. You can't say you believe in God and then struggle with believing in his word. That shouldn't be a struggle because the word is him. I hope this is making sense to you because the word is him. So when you're struggling with the word, that means you are struggling with believing in who God is. Hallelujah. Faith is not separating. Our feelings are important, but they should never replace our faith. God wants us to choose his way of faith and do what he says rather than what we feel like doing. We may feel like doing this or that today, but God says, slow down, wait a minute. What do I need you to do? I'm not concerned about what you feel like doing. Because when you start feeling like doing stuff, you're going to mess it up, says the Lord. God said, I need you to do what I say do. Slow down. That means you try to put your hand back on that wheel and God is trying to slap it. So when you feel that little tap, respond. Don't let it be a big tap. When you feel that little tap, say, oh goodness, I almost touched the wheel. Hallelujah. So come up out of your feelings. Trust him with your life. Yield all things over unto him. Yield all things over unto him. Don't keep nothing for yourself. That's selfish. That's pride. When you be trying to keep that piece of your life or that little section right there, God said, you ain't giving it all over to me. Why are you trying to hold on to that section? That section a mess too. Hey, God, I praise you. Give all, absolutely every part of you and your life to him. And then when you do that, have faith to let some of that stuff go so your life can become balanced. I can't say that enough. We rip and run so much. We think we got to pick up so much in life. We think we got to do this or do that or please this or please that. God said, why you think you got to do all that? You don't think I love them just like I love you? You don't think I'm going to have a job for you just like I had a job for them? Abraham trusted me. He did not waver. Trust me with your life on today. Trust me with everything. If you are doing too much, God said, let it go. You ain't even going to miss it. You're going to try to figure out, why was I doing all of that? God said, let it go so that I can balance you out. God didn't intend for you to run yourself crazy. That's that mental stuff that we struggle with. God did not intend for us to run ourselves crazy. We can run ourselves in the grave trying to do so much. And when I was telling my son, we was listening to this song that when the song said Andy Mineo, he said, when I die, time is going to keep going. And I said, that is so powerful because I lost my daddy and time kept going. I lost my uncles and time kept going. And you sit here in this world and you be looking around like, servant, man. Don't get that confused with faithfully doing. I said serving me. Because I didn't intend for you to drive yourself crazy. Don't think about the worst that could happen when you start letting that stuff go. When you start giving up some stuff so you can have time to clearly think. Some of us don't even have time to think. And when we don't have time to think, that is when we rest in our feelings so much. Because God said, when you rest in me, when you think upon me, when you sit in me, I will clear everything up for you. So don't think about what the worst could happen. Think about what you can gain in Christ when you start giving some stuff up. Trust in God to carry you because His word is true. Lastly, as I close out, if you will go back and read through Hebrews 11, you will see in the text that with each individual name, because in that particular chapter, it talks about the people of faith. So when you read that, you will notice that when God calls out these people, that it says it was by faith. Those are some of the key words. It was by faith that they pleased God. Not by what you do. Just because you believe. It was by faith that they obeyed God. Because by their faith, when God spoke a word to them, they didn't sit around and wait and let Satan start manipulating. They said, okay, God, I will go. I hear you. Even if I don't fully understand how I'm going to be a father of many, even if I don't fully understand how I'm going to do this thing, God, I believe in you. So it was by their faith that the word of God that they heard and they responded to, this is what you call true faith. Hallelujah. So when you are defining your faith, go and read Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. Go and read in Romans 4. Read that chapter. So that when you are sitting with the Lord and you're saying, God, why do I feel this way? God will probably respond, I gave you a word, but you didn't respond to it. So God is just trying to strengthen your faith on today and allow you to really define what it is. And I need you to understand that it's never wavering. It's not up and down. It's consistent. It's consistent faith. No matter what life throws at you, it's consistent faith. No matter how tired you get, it's consistent faith. Now, some of y'all may leave here today and go through this week and something may hit you. Don't forget about this word. That God said, if you believe that I am God, if you gave your life to me, if you said, God, come into my life, save my soul. I believe that Jesus Christ died and rose for me. Then God said, if you said all of that, and I need you to believe in your heart that I will never leave you. Even through the going throughs, have faith on today and don't waver. When God tells you to be consistent, have faith in that and don't waver. When God say leave that person alone, have faith in that and don't waver. When God say put that down, that vice that has you locked in, God say have faith and don't waver. Oh, y'all come on and get the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah.